G'day. Day 129 from Hamilton Hut until Lake Coleridge, and then a hitch out to Methven with Rachel coming to take us out. It was a 9 hours and 40 minute day, which had a lot of kilometres in it, and we really pushed it. It was a long day. I think it was like a 2 day stint pushed into one. Started out going along the Harper River, very easy. As soon as you left the Hamilton Hut, it was just like after 10-15 minutes you were onto like a four-wheel drive track. It just kind of surprised us a little bit, and then we just kind of followed that, and then we had to cross the river a few times, so wet feet again. Went through that for a couple of hours, and then got to the Pinnacles, which is a very small, it was a lot smaller than I thought it would have been, but it was just an odd looking rock structure that was like very spiky, and yeah, spiky is the word for it, but very interesting at the same time. We walked on for a little bit more, and then we made a choice the night before to actually change our own Te Araroa trail. I'm not one to do that much, but I decided, yeah, that sounds feasible for the fact that the track would have kept going, the one on the map, keep going down the Harper River, and then just walked the huge road length down. And Dan had found in the track notes, or in the hut books, a different trail that you could actually take, and he was like, this seems feasible, so it looked alright, and it was bypassing a lot of the road section, which is the idea of what we're trying to do. And also in the track notes it said that they were wanting to eliminate most of that road section. We walked down this area and went past Catherine Lake, and found some track markers that possibly would have been, or will be, the location of where the tramp will go eventually. Walked out there, and then it was all road walk for a long time, and really pushed it hard. Got some phone coverage. We were going to camp at the night, but got some phone coverage and got in touch with Rachel. And so after only 4 days, she was going to come find us in Lake Coleridge. So we pushed as hard as we could. There was a lot of kilometres done in a short amount of time. Road walks are always hard to do on the gravel. And then got around to around the lake, onto Lake Coleridge, and then down into Lake Coleridge itself, Tarrant Village. There was one nasty swamp section, which was just like, oh my god, why are we even walking through this? But it was a nice overall day. And that's it. Have a nice day. Nice life.